It happened soon afterward that Jesus began traveling around to different cities and villages, preaching and proclaiming the good news about the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had been driven out. Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's manager. Susanna, and many others, who, out of their possessions, provided for their needs. While a large crowd of people was gathering, and people were coming to him from town after town, he told a parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the sky devoured it. Some fell on the rock, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up together with the seed and choked it. But some fell on good soil and produced a crop that was 100 times greater. After Jesus had said these things, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but for others I speak in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. The ones along the road are those who have heard, but then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but they have no root. They believe for a while, and in a time of testing, they fall away. The seeds that fell among the thorns are people who hear the word, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and their fruit does not mature. But the seed that fell on the good soil, these are the ones who, hearing the word with an honest and good heart, hold it securely and bear fruit with patient endurance. No one lights a lamp and covers it with a bowl or puts it under a bed. Rather, he puts it on a lampstand, so that everyone who enters may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made known, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come into the light. So listen carefully, for to the one who has, more will be given to him, but the one who does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him. Then his mother and brothers came to him, but they could not get near him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." But Jesus answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Now one day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." They set sail. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. A terrible windstorm came down on the lake, and their boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. Then Jesus' disciples came over to him and woke him up, saying, "Master, Master, we are about to die." He awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Then he said to them, "Where is your faith?" But they were afraid and amazed, and they asked one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped on the land, he was met by a certain man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and he said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him, and though he was bound with chains and shackles and kept under guard, he had broken his chains, and he would be driven by the demon into the wilderness. Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered into him. They kept begging him not to command them to go away into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was there feeding on the hillside. The demons begged him to let them go into them, and he gave them permission. So the demons came out of the man and went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep slope into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and told about it in the city and countryside. So the people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone out. He was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Then those who had seen it told them how the man who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to depart from them, for they were overwhelmed with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged him to let him go with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and give a full account of what God has done for you." The man went on his way, proclaiming throughout the whole city what Jesus had done for him. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Behold, a man named Jairus, who was one of the leaders of the synagogue, came and fell down at Jesus' feet, and he begged him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12 years of age, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds of people pressed together around him. Now a woman was there who had been bleeding for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone. She came behind Jesus and touched the edge of his coat, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Jesus said, "Who was it who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds of people are all around you, and they are pressing in against you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I know that power has gone out from me." When the woman saw that she could not escape notice, she came trembling and fell down before him. In the presence of all the people, she declared why she had touched him, and how she had been immediately healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the synagogue leader's house saying, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher any longer." But when Jesus heard this, he answered Jairus, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be healed." When he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the father of the child and her mother. Now all were mourning and wailing for her. But he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but asleep." But they began to mock him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called out, saying, "Child, get up." Her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately. He ordered them to get her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them to tell no one what had happened.